Sis, hear this. You are not lazy. You're tired. And tired doesn't mean weak. It means you have been pouring, giving, caring, and carrying everything. But God didn't design you to run on empty. In this unplugged and unapologetic episode, we're talking about rest. Holy rest. The kind that reminds you that even Jesus himself stepped away to breathe, rest, and recover. Sis, you don't have to have a breakdown or go through breakdown to prove that you need and deserve a break. His grace already gives you permission. So let's talk about it. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us, but I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 and welcome back to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I'm your host, Jada. Welcome back, whether you are brand new or if you are returning. I am so happy to have you here. So as we continue in the same vein from the past couple of weeks, I wanted to touch on us as women, as moms, as wives, as all the titles, right? We started from week one talking about how we wear all the hats and we have and own all the titles. But we, regardless of what you're putting on, we deserve certain things out of this life. As much as we pour into other people, as much as we give, as much as we try to logistically figure it all out for everybody, remembering everything, doing everything, I want us to understand and realize that, sis, you do not have to break in order to deserve a rest. We all deserve rest. We all need it. It is not a luxury. It is not something that should be a reward of some sort, because you've decided that, yes, you want to be a wife or a mom or, you know, some high position at work. That doesn't mean that because you had those wishes and desires and prayers that they were answered, it doesn't mean that you don't deserve to still be who you are, be whose you are, live in your calling, live in your purpose, do things that makes you you. And for goodness sake, it doesn't mean that you have to do all this broke down and tired and just barely surviving. That is not what we are here to do. So I wanted to just really come in here today or this week and encourage you to take a rest and not feel guilty about it, right? I think that's the thing. We feel that if we do this, we're not doing this, so that must mean that we're failing at something. And the only thing is, if we are not giving ourselves the proper rest that we need, we will end up failing everybody, all right? So not that you need my permission. I've said that before. I will probably say it again. I will say it again. You don't need my permission, but if you felt like you did, girl, you got permission. It is time for you to take a much deserved and probably needed rest. It's okay. So this week, the Bible verse that I wanted to share with you comes from Matthew 6:34 from the NIV. And it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So I don't know if you're like me. Like I said last week, you ain't got to raise your hand. I don't know if you're like me, but I often feel like it has to be me. I have to be the one. I have to be, you know, overly involved in it. If I'm not worrying about it, who's going to worry about it? Who's going to do it? Is it going to get done? And that verse is perfect because guess what? We don't need to be concerned about tomorrow. We need to be concerned with now. Because, you know, yesterday is gone. We can't change it. Tomorrow ain't even promised. We may not even get there. But what we need to focus on is the here, the now. Not that we shouldn't plan, because y'all know I'm type A and I'm going to plan. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is we don't need to waste the energy, give the time, give the attention to what may or may not happen. That will take care of itself. And I feel that in a lot of times and in a lot of ways, especially for me, I'll speak for me as a wife, a mom. I do still work. I want to be a really good friend. I feel like I want to live in this purpose that God has given me. So I want to pour, you know, into whoever comes in my life. I feel like I'm always going. And I even have friends all the time. It's like, girl, you got 3 kids. I don't know how you're doing this. And I think it's because I continue to learn how to take breaks, how to rest. And rest doesn't necessarily mean sleep. Okay. We agree with that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're sleeping to rest, but rest looks like different, you know, it looks different for different people. But I have found ways in which to do that. Now, I had posted something on TikTok or something a while back, and it was basically saying no is a word and a sentence. I had to tell my kids that, and I have to remind them. I don't have to explain everything to you all the time. Sometimes the answer is no, and that's it. That's all. Good night. As my friend and I say, that's it. That's all. Good night. So learning how to say no in and of itself is rest, because me saying that, me feeling comfortable in that, me being able to walk confidently in it, that takes away pressure. That takes away me trying to be busy, trying not to hurt somebody's feelings or worrying about what somebody else is going to do. No, no is a sentence. It's a word. It is what it is. And it gives me the rest. It gives me the peace to continue to do what it is that I need to do. And there's no reason that we should feel guilty when we say no. There's no reason for you to feel guilty when you're like, okay, we have a weekend that there's nothing scheduled, so let me fill this up with something. Why? Why are we doing that? Do you do that? I used to do that. But I'm gonna tell you something. Last weekend, we didn't have anything on the schedule. Now, mind you, the week before that, we had dance every single day. And I'm talking, we started Monday night and it went through. We were at the dance studio every day through Sunday. Okay. But the weekend after that, you know, we didn't have a lot. We had a little bit. We didn't have a lot. Then last weekend, we didn't have anything. And I had pre-planned and said, hey, friend, can you help me out? Can you hang with these kids for a little bit? Because there's some things that I need to do, I want to do. So is that okay? To me, rest is making sure my babies are safe. It's making sure my husband is, you know, good to go and he's supported in what he needs to do. It means my house is good to go. It means my job is satisfied with the work that I'm giving it. And it means that I am doing the things that I've been called to do and finding the time to make that happen. And it also means that I'm doing things that makes me feel good, which means I'm getting my nails done, I'm getting my hair done, I'm taking care of myself so I can show up in the way that I want to show up. Doesn't mean that I'm sitting around, laying around, but guess what? I've had moments of doing that too, and that's perfectly fine. So understand, and if this is you, just understand, you do not need to have a breakdown. You do not need to have your body shut itself down in order for you to deserve a break, right? Because we don't want to break down to have a breakthrough. We don't want to break down to get what we deserve. And that is all I wanted to say. I'm not preaching at you. I'm like fired up, because we need to start taking ownership of taking care of us. We know that God has us, right? And thank goodness that he does. He has us, but he has given us the abilities. He has given us, you know, the mindset. He has given us, you know, community. He has given us all of these resources that a lot of times we will overlook or we'll try to justify for not using it, but he's given us the tools. So why are we not using them? So think about that this week. Like, what are the things that you can do? Who can you reach out to? What does rest look like for you? What is something that you can do that will propel you to keep going for you to be like, all right, I'm good on that? I mean, there's nights where I'm like, everybody, look, well, not my son, because I give him melatonin and he sleeps hard for 4 hours and then he's up and he's going. So, but sometimes it's like, we're going to get a good night's rest. So everybody's going to, you know, the girls, y'all going to take a little melatonin. We're going to get some soft music. We're going to go to sleep. Everyone is good to go. And we're going down by like 7:30. Everybody's getting in the bed. That is the physical rest that I need sometimes. I'm still making sure they're taken care of, but I'm also making sure that I am taking care of me. We have to know, we have to realize, you know, when our bodies may start to feel like we're getting a little something, you know, maybe you're starting to feel ill and it's like, okay, well, let me start tanking up on vitamins or, you know, extra water or whatever that is for you to continue to move as well as you can in the physical capacity. A few weeks ago, I actually went to the ER. I was not feeling well and I was going to keep pushing through. And I was like, you know what? Nope. Take that time off because I am not going to be of service to my job if I'm there and I'm not feeling well. So understanding that it's also in our mind, our mindsets, right? Our emotional and our mental capacity of knowing that us taking care of ourselves does not mean that we're letting someone else down. We have to stop feeding these narratives to ourselves to think that if we are not the ones doing it, if we're not there, that things are going to crumble and fall apart. We have to understand that it is okay to say no. We have to understand that it's okay to take a physical break. It is okay to go do something that makes you feel better. I will tell you here recently, I have not worked out in a while. I was getting up at 5 a.m. and doing my little workouts and I got away from that. And I'm starting to kind of get that bug again of like, I need to get up and do that because I know I will feel better taking care of myself first thing. Well, first thing, wake up, praise him, get that going, but then getting up and taking care of me so that I can continue to do the things that I need to do. So sis, please, please, please. And especially as I mentioned last week, we're moving into holidays and all the things. That's when people are really depending on you, right? So don't wait until you break, you know, and that can even be emotionally. Holidays are hard for me. You know, my parents have now been gone almost, it'll be 4 years this year, you know, coming up in October for my dad and December for my mom. And they were married on Christmas Eve. And then I was married on the 22nd of December. And then I'm a New Year's Day baby. So holidays is like really special, but it's also very, there's moments where it's hard. So emotionally and mentally, sometimes we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves in that aspect too, right? So not just always the physical, but emotionally, how are you? Check in with yourself. How are you doing? If you are like me, I go see a therapist. If you're not like me, who does see a therapist and you need to see somebody, see somebody. There's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, it's probably going to help you. So do the things, use the tools and the skills that God has provided for us, all those resources to make sure that you are doing everything that you can for yourself to take a rest, take a break, do the things that will help you to keep moving for his glory, for your purpose, and for the other, you know, the well-being of other people, because people need you, you know, not just your family. You never know who's looking at you, who's watching you, who you might be inspiring and you've never even spoken a word to, but through showing up, how you show up. So let's do that in the most optimal way that we can. And that is by not breaking, but taking care of ourselves and taking the rest that we need and not feeling guilty. So we are in a guilt-free zone. Reach out to me if there's some more tools I can give you. Because guess what? I'm going to need it too. I'll go back and listen to this and be like, sis, you do not need to break to deserve rest. So this is for all of us. We are going to make it through this. And as always, thank you for being here. And I will see you, or I will be up in your ear next week. All right. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.